Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Mishnah Beis. We continue our discussion of the Inyonim of Olam Haba. Before we had in the Mishnah, those that are Rachman Salam Enlam Chelek Olam Haba, those that are Makhish, their connection to a world of eternity and a world that's beyond the physical world. Over here we're talking about specific individuals, not means of behavior, but specific individuals that were Poigim to the extent where there's no ticket. There's an expression that brings out the point over here. If a person in the world of today is not that great of a person, then when he does Averis, he's reaching deep into the Olamos and he destroys the Olam HaRukhni and Mamela in Lo Tikkun. Generally speaking, even a terrible Baal Aveir in today's world is living in a world of Taivas. So the world of Taivas is the physical world. His spiritual world that's beyond is still salvageable. These people that are described in the Mishnah that we're going to learn were very great people. And when they did an Aveir, when they did their Aveiris, they did it with such an insight, with such a level of depth, that it was poking much deeper. One of the senior American Rabbonim one time said, "I yearn for the sinners of old, the same way I yearn for the saints of old, the same way there were tzaddikim in previous generations that reached with their avodah much deeper, much higher, much greater than we could reach today. The sinners of old, the rishoyim of old, were also on a higher madrega." That's what's described over here. Shloisha malachim v'arba hadyotis. There were three that were kings, and there were four that were hadyotis. They didn't have official position, but they were poigim in a gefer l'chwe, because they were very great people. They were capable of very great things, and they were choyte on a very deep level. Why the Mishnah sees significance in describing them in terms of malachim and hadyotis is a good question. Look at the Maral and the Mashal. Vinishvi, these seven people, Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Shloisha Malachim is Yerovam, Achov, and Menashe. We'll say briefly what these three people represent. Yerovam was the one who took the Aseres HaShvat and made them into a separate Malchus. And in order to facilitate the independence of his kingdom, he created an alternative reality of Avodah. He made two Eglei Zov and he completely cut the Aseres HaShvat. He destroyed Kol Yisrael. The whole Churban Bayis Rishon was the influence of the Avodah Zarah that permeated his kingdom, and then slowly it trickled over the border, and it went into the family of Malchi Yehuda, even though they were descendants of David HaMelech. Eventually the two Malchios intermarried, and there was a destructive influence, and because of that, there were Malachim that were able to bring Avodah Zarah into Yehuda, and because of that, the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. So hit the level of his, the depth of his chatoim destroyed Klal Yisrael, destroyed his personal Olam HaRuchni. Yerovam ben Nevat, the Gemara says shockingly, it's a Gemara over here where the Gemara describes that because he was a very great man, he was given a choice. The Rebbein Sham says to him, Chazor Boch, Ani Va'ato, Uben Yishai, me, you, and David HaMelech will walk in Gan Eden. Yerovam ben Nevat says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Yerovam ben Nevat says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mibaroish, and the Rebbein Sham says, Ben Yishai. He says, Yehochi Labino. So whatever this means, this is a mystery beyond incredible, what the depth of this Gemara is. But Shteido, that he was a very great man. There could have been a threesome, Kiviyocha walking in Gan Eden, the Rebbein Sham, and a Charusa Shav, David HaMelech, Yerov Ben Avot. He chose to leave it in order to have his own Dalaramis, his own Malchus. Labino. Achov was also a very great man. The Gemara says that he was Moshe Nefesh for a Sefer Torah. Achav HaRosho destroyed, sealed the fate of the kingdom of Aseres HaShvatim, was a very great man with very tremendous Koiches HaNefesh. He could have uplifted the whole of Klal Yisrael, instead he destroyed. It says that the Novi Elio was Mevatel himself to the covet of the Malchus of Achav. That means he wasn't just an impostor. He wasn't just what we would call today a Freie Yid. He was a very great, very deep person who had koiches that were used wrong. Menashe, of course, is the son of the great Chizkiyahu HaMelech that revitalized Klal Yisrael. The days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Klal Yisrael reached tremendous heights in Liman HaTorah and Yerushalayim. But Lamaisa Menashe brought Klal Yisrael crashing into the world of Avodah Zarah. Because of that, the fate of Klal Yisrael was sealed. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Menashe Yesh Lo Chelek Al Mabo. The Menashe who destroyed so much, but the Pasuk seems to indicate that he was able to make a shift. Shenemar, it's clear that there was a expedition that captured Menashe. The Pasuk describes in Divrei Hayom, Vayispalu Lo Vayosaloi. He was Mispalu. He davened to Hashem. He did tshuva. Vayosaloi, and he was answered. Vayishma Tchinosoi. His tefillos were answered. Vayishivei Yushalayim Malchusoi. The Gemara describes by Richos how that played itself out. Kitz and Imritz, Menashe was Choyti Omachti Klal Yisrael for 22 years. 22 years means it was a period of time. 22 is the Oisius in Torah. He destroyed the Olam HaTorah. He destroyed the Pnimius of Klal Yisrael. The Sar Tzvo of Melech Ashur came, took him, brought him to Bavel, tortured him. In the midst of the tortures, he cried out to all the Avodah Zarah, they reduced the crying out to him. They didn't answer him. L'maisi, he was Shovel Hashem. He davened, the Rebbe Shem was mekabel his tefillah, they let him free, went back to Yerushalayim, and then Menashe tried to undo for 33 years of his reign some of the damage that he did. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that his tshuva was niskabel. Amru lo, the Chacham say, no, l'malchusei heishivoi, the Rebbe Shem had rachmanis on Klai, so brought him back and he tried to make tikkunim, but l'maisei he had destroyed too much. V'lo l'chay l'mabo heishivoi, he could not repair the inner structure of the world that he had destroyed, and l'maisa the fate of Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash and Klal Yisrael, was sealed. Arbo hedyotis, there were four hedyotis that reached this madrega in Rishus, in being pegeh and the Olamos HaElyonim of Elam Chelek Olam Haba. Bilam. Bilam is a goy, but Bilam was a great man. Bilam was zeich to nevuah. Now, Bilam, Chazal described, was a baltaiva on many different levels. He was a depraved human being, but because he was capable of great things, he was also able to destroy. He's not just a goyish politician. He's a Bilam is not just a power and money and glory seeker. Bilam was a person capable of very great things. He was able to see the whole future of mankind. So Mameli, he was able to destroy. His bad midos were able to destroy on a tremendously deep level. Now, what's interesting is that we're talking about a goy, and it sounds like, if not that he'd be Bilam, he'd have a chelek in Olam Haba. Does that mean that every goy has a chelek in Olam Haba? We just had the Hakdam to Mishnah, it's called Yisrael Yeshnam Chelek in Olam Haba. The answer to that, the Mefarshim say over here, based on the Gemara, is that goyim who reach a darga in Emuna and belief in Yichuda Yisbarak Shemoi, do have a darga in Olam Haba. What's called Chasidei Umas HaOlam, a goyim, not goyim, they're just decent human beings, and they keep to themselves, and they're neighborly, and they're decent human beings. Goyim who recognize the amitius of Shmo Yisbarach, the amitius of Torah, reach a darga where they are zoich to Olam Haba. They create a reality, a spiritual reality. Bilam recognized, but with his bad midos, he sought to destroy. So he would have and he could have had Olam Haba, but Lamaisa ain't like Chelek Olam Haba. Doeg was a Yoyitz. Doeg HaDoimi was the, seems like he was one of the heads of the Sanhedrin by Shaul HaMelech. He was the one who gave Shaul HaMelech the idea, the psak, to kill out the Kahanim and Neivir HaKoinim. State that he was very jealous of David HaMelech. And because of that role, he had a tremendous in the ongoing feud between Beis Shaul and Beis David. He was the instigator. But because of that, he destroyed the inner fabric of Klal Yisrael, Mad Dor. Because of that, he lost his Chelek Olam Haba. Doeg, it's interesting. Doeg is similar to the word Daiga. That's what he is. That's what he was. He was a great man, but he lost. The Gemara says he was Mefalpo on tremendous levels of Lomdis, but Lamaisa, his inner world was rotten. Achi Teufel was, the Gemara says, there was no one wiser in terms of strategy and advice. He was an advisor of David HaMelech, and he went over, he had bad midos, and he went over to the camp of Avshalom, and he advised Avshalom, and again, he created a rip in the inner world of Klal Yisrael, and because of that, he loses his Chelek in Olam Haba. Gehazi is the Talmud, he's the Mesharis of Elisha HaNavi, he's described in the Haftarah of Tazria Mitzorah, that he became a Mitzorah, he was cursed for bad midos, for Tivus Momin and other Tivus, cursed by Elisha. Again, he was a great man. It says that Elisha, who was the Talmud Muvik of Eliyahu HaNavi, would give drashas, would give shiurim that were attended by thousands of Talmidim, and he was the one who was able to teach over, say over the Shiur Elisha. He was on a tremendous level of Limud HaTorah and Yedias HaTorah, but bad midos and taivis destroyed his inner world, and because he was a great man, he was able to destroy. So because of that, Ein L'chelek Olam Haba. Mishnah Gimel, Dor HaMabul Ein L'chelek Olam Haba. Here we're talking not about an individual, we're talking about a Dor. The Dor HaMabul destroyed the world of Ruchnias that was open to them. They completely, Kihishchis called as Darki Ala Oretz. Ve'ein Oim Dibedin. They don't even have the chance to rectify, to be Oymid Bedin over here is used as an expression of La'as Lavoi before the Tchuf of Olam Haba of Tchias HaMeisim. There's going to be another reckoning, and at that point, those that can take part in the world, in the L'sakin Olam B'malchus Shakeh, will come back to life. They will not have a part of that world. Ein Oymid Bedin. Shenema Lo Yodin Ruchi Ba'adam Ba'olam. This is the pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis, where I will not have, I will destroy them, and they are going to be excommunicated. I will have nothing to do with them, not now. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was saying this in that kufa historically, and lost in lovely. Lo din v'lo ruach. They have neither. Din means they won't have a din. They won't have any chance of tikkun before Olam Haba. Ruach, they won't have any part together with the tzaddikim, the Olam HaNeshamos. Dor HaFloga, the members of the Dor HaFloga that sought to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, they destroyed the Olam HaRuchni, Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba, Shenemar. Vayovetz Hashem Oysam Misham Al Pnei Kol Ha'oretz. They were scattered. Vayovetz Hashem Oysam means Ba'olam HaZeh. U'misham Hefitzam Hashem means La'olam HaBo. All the Midrashim that are born in Parshas Noach about the different aspects of the Dor HaFloga have their sources in the Gemara over here. Anshei Sidoim also created a tremendous damage in the Olam HaRuchni. Sidoim is a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It's a chelik not that far from Yerushalayim, and it was the most beautiful part of Eretz Yisrael, and now it's a crater. It's a bomb site. That means that they didn't only destroy, the Averis didn't only destroy their world. It destroyed an Olam HaRuchni that for thousands of years, there's a big hole where there was once a whole civilization. They destroyed the inner world of that part of the world. So therefore, Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba, Shenema V'Anshei Sidoim Roim V'Chatoim L'Hashem Ba'oid, Roim Ba'olam HaZeh, that means they were bad and they were punished, Taken Olam HaZeh, they were destroyed, Chatoim La'olam Haba, Avol Oimdim Badin, the Anshei Sidoim do have some type of coming back, Los and Lovay, which would probably mean, and you can see indications in Psukim in Novi Yeshaya, where that part of Eretz Yisrael will come back to Yemos HaMashiach to being Kigan Hashem, which means that they do have some type of tikkun ultimately. And the Anshei Dor HaMabul and the Anshei Sidoim ain't named the Medin. They will not have a tikkun L'Olam Haba. Shenemar, Al Kein Lo Yakumu Rishoyim Bamishpat V'Chatoim Badas Tzadikim. This is a pasuk in the very first capital of Tehillim, pasuk Hei. So Al Kein Lo Yakumu Rishoyim Bamishpat refers Zed Dor HaMabul. That's Rishoyim. V'Chatoim Badas Tzadikim. Adas are the group of Tzadikim will excommunicate. They will Chatoim, those that are Chaitim, and Anshei Sidoim are called Chatoim in the pasuk. They will not have a Mishpat L'Olam Haba. Amru Loi, the Chacham tell Reb Nechemya, Einam Oimdim Badas Tzadikim, they won't be with them. Aval Oimdim Badas Rishoyim. They'll be together with the Rishoyim, and they'll have a din, and there will be some type of cheshbon loss and love with them. Other groups of people that were able to be, unfortunately, poigim and damage on a level enough that Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba is the Meraglim. Meraglim destroyed Klal Yisrael. Meraglim Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Shenema Vayemusu Anoshim Vayitzi Yedi Bezoretz. Those that set over Lashon Hara on the land, Bamageifu Lefnei Hashem. Vayemusu Ba'olam Hazeh, Bamageifu Ba'olam Haba. They died, and then they were cut out of the Olam HaRuchni. Dor HaMidbar, Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. That whole door which challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toiv and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision destroyed. they were Dorodea, they were on a tremendously high Madrega, Imam Khalk Mabal, Vainaim Dibedin. Shenema Bamidbaze Itamu Vishom Yamusu. They will be finished and they'll die. What does that mean? It means Bailamazeh, Bailamabal, like we've had Joshua's before. Two levels of destruction. Divri Bekivir Blazer Aimer, Aleim Oimer, Isfuli Chasidoi, Korse Brisi Ale Zovach. Blazer says something comforting. The Anshe Dor HaMidbar, the Dor Deyo, Deyo is a Lashon of Chibur. They were the ones who connected with the Rebbein Shalom on the deepest level, to the point where they're called Chasidoi. Korse Brisi Alei Zevach. They made a treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Korbanos of the Dor HaMidbar. They were on the level of the deepest closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though they fell in terms of not holding on to that Madrega Bitochen, and they challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Lamaisa, they described in the Novi, the pasuk that we say often, Zochati lo chesed nuraich, avas klo esoyach lechtech akre b'amin bo be'etz lo zerua. Hagam, they were punished in a very harsh way, but Lamaisa, they are the door of closeness, and b'meila, they will not be forgotten. At the beginning of that pasuk, we say, Koyama Hashem, Zochati lo chesed nuraich, it means your Ben Shem zechiru by the Ben Shem means, the Ben Shem is connected. Adas koyrach enu asido lalois. Those that were choited together, that were swallowed up, will not come up. Shenemar, Vatchas aleim ha'aretz, the ground covered them by Elam Abo, Vayoivdu mitoch ha'kol, they not only were covered by Elam Hazeh, but they were lost, lo Elam Abo, Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva is the machmer over here, the same way he was, Lagabi the Dor HaMidbar. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, aleim hu Oimer, Hashem Memis u'mechaya, the Rebbein Shalom takes away life, grants life, Tchiyas HaMeisim. He sends the down to Sheol, which is a metaphor for Gehenna. Vayol, he will bring them up. Who's he referring to? Those who he sent down will come back up. Aseres Hashvotim Enom Asidim Lachzor Shenemar, but Yashlichem Aleretz Acheretz Kevazed. Aseres Hashvotim that were lost, that were taken away by Sancheriv Melech Ashur, described in the end of Sefer Malachim. They were lost, they were scattered. They're gone. For what? Forever. The post says, today is gone. We're already by the next day. So it's lost. That part of Klal Yisrael was bled away. And Klal Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, will come back. They won't come back. Means the day is not just today. Day and night is something that lives forever. The day wanes and waxes. The sun comes, the sun goes. They had their period. Afa says, Hashotim Shofalem, it was dark for them. Kachosid Lohoylehen. He will light up the world for them. It's clear from the Mishnah over here that this is a pattern. Rabbi Kiva is taking these three doiros, the Dor Hamabu, Adas Koyrach, that says Hashotim, parts of Klal Yisrael that went lost, and what he's doing is he's consigning them that they're lost forever. And Rebbe Lezer, it's interesting over him because Rebbe Lezer is the Rebbe of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Lezer is, so to speak, doesn't sound like a machlokes with Rebbe Kiva, and there's a das chelek, it's like Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Tarfon, where Rebbe Kiva is mentioned first because Rebbe Kiva is greater. Over here, punk faket, Rebbe Lezer is the Rebbe. It sounds like these were positions that were put forth by Rebbe Kiva. And his great Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer HaGadol, answers him back, which would indicate that the Halach is like Rebbe Lezer. That even those that look like they were lost are only lost in the part of history that we can see in front of our eyes. But the Lo'os and Lovoi, everything in Klal Yisrael will have to come back to a tikkun. That Das Koyrach, the Dor HaMabul, that says Hashvotim, they're all going to come back. And that this seems to be the Halach Lamaisa, to the point where the Gemara, B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan, the Gemara at the end of the Perek over here, Daf Kuf Yud, Kiviyochel, if one could say it that way, criticizes the Eilei Gittanei Rebbe Akiva on this. So that seems to be the halacha like Rebbe Lezer.